If you haven't taken the online survey yet, you'll be asked to rank future activities and ski area changes that might be important to the future of Eagle Crest, including summer tourist attractions. The controversial issue of commercial summer tourism was raised in earnest several years ago by the Juneau Assembly. One general manager noted at his retirement that he was not suited to lead the ski area into summer activities. While his replacement emphasized winter improvements, he gave the nod to a private sector zip line through the trees and a bike tour that sticks to the hardened road up the mountain. The recent telephone survey of Eagle Crest users and those who don't visit the place shows summer hiking and biking trails and attractions at the top of a list of possible developments. McDowell Group is heading up the master plan. One researcher, Jim Calvin, analyzed the survey data by user group. He found that less than 10% of Eagle Crest skiers and snowboarders believe in summer development. Only 23% of non-users say it's important.
I think the logical conclusion from this is that non-users are interested in generating more revenue for Eagle Crest to be more self-supporting than it is.
International ski area planning firm SE Group is helping write the master plan. Director of Resort Planning Claire Humber was brought in to look at potential summer attractions. She notes success at three small ski areas, Jiminy Peaks in Massachusetts' Berkshire Mountains, Snow King near Jackson, Wyoming, and Grouse Mountain outside Vancouver, British Columbia. Jiminy Peak has become what Humber calls a family-oriented mountain adventure park. All three have millions of people to draw from year-round. Eagle Crest has about 31,000 year-round. And as Humber notes, summertime visitors aren't here that long.
You know, it really comes down to a very simple equation. It's a 4 to 5 hour excursion that offers a unique Alaskan experience.
Over the years, Eagle Crest users have been adamant the mountain should be off limits to motorized vehicles both summer and winter. A 2009 proposal for a commercial all-terrain vehicle excursion is one of the controversies that spawned the idea for a master plan to guide future development. Calvin says the telephone survey shows nearly 60% of users oppose winter and summer motorized activity, while 38% favor. Humber says the off-road Segway could be a way around that. She claims the motorized two-wheel devices are becoming popular in the summer at some ski areas, and they're not propelled by carbon fuels.
The Segway from a motorized, non-motorized discussion really brings up sort of the gray area. Because while these are motorized, they're virtually silent. They only go 12 miles an hour, and they're battery operated. It's not a snow machine. It's not an ATV. It's a very different thing.
Whatever commercial activity happens at Eagle Crest, nearly two-thirds of telephone survey respondents say it should have minimal impact. Another controversial question posed to the Eagle Crest Board of Directors, probably annually, is the sale of beer and wine at the Mountain Lodge. The telephone survey shows 44% in favor, 49% opposed. Calvin notes the result is quite different if you look at Eagle Crest users.
Those of us that used Eagle Crest last year, 66% in favor of beer and wine, 34% opposing. I should note that snowboarders are the strongest supporters of beer and wine sales at Eagle Crest. Interesting policy implications with these findings.
Calvin calls the results of the telephone survey representative of the community as a whole. He says those who take the online version will likely be more tuned into Eagle Crest. User or not, you're welcome to take that survey at Juneau.com through the end of November. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.